Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, is with me. Morning, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
Right, it's the big day, OCR day. What do you reckon's happening?
Well, you're excited. RBNZ day, official cash rate. So, you know, club sandwiches are getting put together down on the terrace. And a little later today, we will know. So, hey, you have to admit, though, that the excitement is somewhat dulled by the fact that we actually expect nothing to happen. So, not exactly a cliffhanger. So the Reserve Bank staying on hold with the cash rate 3.25. That's very much the consensus call. But you never know. We get surprises. We got one in Australia yesterday. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But so what are the key drivers, I suppose, behind the RBNZ staying on hold? Well, you know, firstly, I think you've got to acknowledge we're sort of moving towards the turning point, aren't we? Rather the end point on monetary policy normalisation. It was only a year ago that the cash rate was at 5.5, so we've had 225 basis points of easing. In New Zealand, you know, we're all well aware of this now. It takes time for that to flow through to householders' pockets because we have so many mortgage holders on fixed rate. So we're in that lag. We're now in that sweet spot where those fixed rate loans are being repriced. And you could argue there's only so much more that another 25 basis points can do at this point. I just want to make a call out as well, Heather. One thing that's often lost in this discussion is the very large cohort of people that receive interest, you know, investors, people who do term deposits. And there's been some research done recently that suggests this is actually quite important because they've got less money to spend with lower interest rates reduce their income. So look, we've had a lot of ease. Q1 GDP growth, despite all the gnashing of teeth out there, growth in the first quarter was actually stronger than expected, so you had that momentum. Starting point was higher. And the recent inflation data, I'm now talking about things like selected price indexes, showed that, you know, there's a bit of heat in things like food prices. So Q2, Q3, the second quarter, third quarter, we could see them jump into high twos, which is well away from the midpoint of that 1% to 3% band. And there's still the ever-present uncertainty around what the heck happens on global trade. The RBNZ also alluded to sort of being informed by market pricing, the market saying no change. So we need to be, I think, also very cognizant of the fact, I think Sharon Zolner referred to this talking to Andrew a few minutes ago, remember that the CPI is the sole mandate for the RBNZ. They don't have a growth target. You know, they're not, yep. The CPI is the only thing that they've got to do. But look, I think they should probably shift the rate because we have seen, you know, it looks like the second quarter we've gone into a bit of a hole. And the only thing that lurks in the back of my mind, Heather, that NZIER QSB at the quarterly survey of business opinion suggested that there was just very little pricing or cost pressure in that second quarter, plenty of spare capacity. I probably think on the day that that's not enough to sway them away from those other points.
Yeah, obviously this is day two of cash changes in Australasia. What did you make of the RBA yesterday?
Well, they gave us all a bit of a wake-up call, didn't they? All the central bank watchers, they left rates unchanged. And yesterday I said that consensus calls a 25 basis point cut, so they showed me it, didn't they? It was a surprise. But there were some commentators that were picking it, so good on them. But it was a split decision, 6-3, so certainly not a consensus call. Governor Bullock did make some observations in the press conference afterwards. I think key things she said there was the decision was about timing, not direction, so they're just going to take their time. They still think they're moving there. She referred to the monthly CPI data being volatile. They interpret it differently from people like the big bank chief economists. They also said that in the monthly CPI data, they've got a 2.1% headline inflation number. They said that they think inflation is actually running higher than that. But two things were key for them. Global uncertainty, there's that word again. And also, in contrast to the RBNZ, they do have a dual mandate. So they've got a mandate, they've got, we used to have that, we don't anymore. They've got the mandate of price stability and full employment. And they say, right now, across the Tasman, the employment market's still looking pretty robust. We know that because we've got heaps of New Zealanders heading over there looking for jobs. Look, on the day, it pushed Aussie interest rates up a little bit. The share market fell a little bit. Actually, the market reaction was relatively muted and they just kind of got on with their lives.
All right, give me the numbers, Andrew.
Sure can. So plenty of tariff dramas going on out there, but the US markets are taking it relatively in their stride as well. The Dow Jones is down 117 points. That's only about 0.25%, 44,288. The S&P 500 is up 2 points. So we'll call that barely changed, 6,232. And the NASDAQ is up 0.14%, 28 points, 20,000. 440. Overnight, the FTSE 100, the UK market, gained around 0.5%, 8854. The Nikkei, the Japanese, gained about 0.25%, 39688. The Chinese market, 34097. That's the Shanghai Composite. That's up 0.7. I said barely any move in the Aussie, the ASX 200, 8590, the mark there. The NZX 50, we had quite a good day. So they gained 0.75%. That's 94 points, 12,859. The Kiwi dollar is starting the day at a nice round 0.6000 against the US dollar, 0.9190 against the Aussie, 0.5119 euro, 0.4416 pounds, 88.05 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,306 and Brent crude $70.35.
Good stuff, Andrew. Thanks so much. You have yourself a lovely morning. That's Andrew Kelleher of JMI Wealth.